from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me now is the chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, Jason Simmons. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, so let's jump on the latest thing quickly in the Hill, so it might be true. GOP sees worrying signs in North Carolina's governor's race. Polls have... Now, current Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who's running for governor against the Democrat, Josh Stein, down by as much as 14 points. What are you seeing there on the ground?
Well, I think these polls that we continue to see where they're reflecting that kind of number are continuing to show an inaccurate reflection of what's actually happening on ground. What you see with Mark Robinson is an individual who has a fantastic story and is moving around the state telling his story. About how he is a man of the people and that he is going to make sure during his term as governor, he's going to put the people first and make sure that unlike his opponent, who's going to put the special interest and the lobbyist and the other corporate fat cats ahead of the people, Mark Robinson is fighting for each and every one of North Carolina's voters.
Well, see, also seeing this, that Trump's best path to winning the presidency is through North Carolina, you know, Pennsylvania and Georgia. What are you seeing on the ground there? What's your sense of where Trump and Kamala are in the polls there? Or not, yeah, I mean, well, in the actual polls, but in reality, I mean.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what you've seen in the polls, especially in the last couple of weeks, has been a reflection of what we continue to see. President Trump is ahead. It is always going to be a very close race here in North Carolina, but he's got the resources and the investments in North Carolina to make sure that he's going to win. We've got people across this state who are frustrated and upset about the direction that the Biden-Harris administration has taken this country. Prices of everything is out of control. The southern border is out of control. Our standing in the world, you look at everything that with Harris as the co-pilot for the worst administration, it has been a flat-out disaster. And America is ready for President Trump to restore our economy, restore our southern border, and restore our standing in the world.
North Carolina is, of course, my home state. I grew up there in Charlotte, and it's still a very, very weird place politically. Technically a red state, and yet you have this Democrat governor and Democrat attorney general. How does that happen?
What you see is a very interesting mix where, especially on the governor's race, there are millions of dollars that are spent, and it ends up having an impact on some of those races. But especially what we've seen over the last 20 years is they'll vote for a president on the Republican side and have a split ticket or an undervote for the governor's race. But you look at everywhere else, we have super majorities in our legislature. You've got the Supreme Court, and we've gone 14-0 in our judicial races over the last two cycles. So it has been an interesting mix, and it's making sure that our governor's candidates get out there and tell their story, especially when they're bombarded with such a deficit on the spending.
One of the things to me that's so strange, Fox News reporting just 2 days ago, Kamala Harris still doesn't have a section on her website laying out what her platform is. She has a section on the website for it, but there's nothing there. And yet the voting is about to start in North Carolina.
Well, Kamala Harris has proven to be a blank slate for the radical left. And so she was going to go ahead and go wherever they tell her. And so it's no secret that what we continue to see from her, the policies that she has spoken of, it's been a disaster. When you introduce price controls, which are Soviet-style policies, you introduce these just radical policies that the far left is applauding. It's no wonder that she wouldn't want to put it on her own website for the American public to be able to review, but more importantly, to actually hold her accountable.
So, and just want to ask this question. If you're listening in North Carolina, we now go all the way up to Asheville. On a good day, I've caught us all the way up to the border with Virginia. What do you need to know about voting right now? Because I know it starts this week.
Yeah, so tomorrow absentee ballots will begin to drop. So those individuals that vote by mail, you'll start to see those in your mailbox if you've requested. And then early vote in person starts October 17th. And as President Trump has told voters, make a plan. So whether that's in-person voting starting on October 17th, absentee by mail starting tomorrow, or on Election Day, make a plan, execute that plan. But it's most important that you have a plan and that you vote.
Is it too late to register to vote?
No. Voter registration will continue for another couple of weeks, and then that'll be cut off. So, but there'll still be same-day registration during early vote period and on Election Day.
Larry Trump, co-chair of the RNC now, he's put out a warning. Look, don't even think about any monkey business in terms of fraud, cheating around this election. We're watching. We will get you. How do you feel about voting integrity in the state of North Carolina? Do you feel good about it? There was a time when former Governor Pat McCrory didn't feel good about it. In fact, he thought that election might have been stolen from him. Can you kind of update us? Should you feel good your vote will count? There's not going to be fraud?
Well, what we've seen, especially these last 2 to 4 years, our state legislature has done a good job continuing to put safeguards in place statutorily. And then we've recruited over 5,000 volunteers, as well as over 500 volunteer attorneys to be in polling locations, observe, report anything that seems suspicious. That way we can have that reviewed and resolve to make sure that there is transparency and trust in the system.
You said 5,000. That's a huge number.
Well, there'll be over 5,000 volunteers across the 17 days of early voting and on Election Day. And we'll obviously need more and would encourage everybody to go to nc.gop to sign up.
Absolutely. You know, as a reporter in Charlotte, I was traumatized for years by certain Democrat precincts in Charlotte. They were always the last ones to come in. And if Republicans were winning, they always seemed to have just the right number of votes around midnight or 1 a.m. to flip that election. One year I went in, I actually pulled, you know, the signatures where you have to sign when you come in as a voter. And The last dozens of pages had the same flowery handwritten signature for every single voter. I've never felt good about Charlotte, and particularly those precincts. Do you feel like you've got a handle on and you're going to have eyes on and ears in those precincts in Charlotte? They're pretty infamous.
Yeah, so we've got a great county party chair there, as well as the team that is in place to make sure that we have, again, those resources, the volunteers, make sure that we have the poll observers, not just at the polling locations, but also then when they start to do the reviews and the counts, and making sure that our county board of election members are intimately involved in that entire process. So there is not a ballot that is being counted without it being monitored and reviewed.
Excellent. That's great. Anything else? Again, you are the chairman of North Carolina Public Party, Jason Simmons. Anything else we should know going into this election in North Carolina you want to let us know about?
Well, we've got great candidates up and down the ballot, and it's a matter of making sure, again, you have a plan to vote and you go vote, because this is the most critical election and we need everybody to get out there and vote. And if you've got questions on polling locations, go to nc.gop and we'll give you the details.
Thank you so much, Jason Simmons, for joining us today on 98.9 WORD.
You sit in traffic now, But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
FBI has had the 14-year-old shooter down in Georgia on their radar for a year, able to quickly identify the home after the threats were made, sent the Jackson County Sheriff's Office to the home. The father said he had hunting guns in the home, but don't worry, the subject did not have unsupervised access to them. The 13-year-old, then 13-year-old child said, no, I didn't make threats online. And it was all cool. It was all good. And then he just went back to school and killed 4 people. The left wants you to know that you are culpable if you don't turn in your guns because of this. It's you. You don't love your kids more than your guns. That was all over X yesterday. You should turn them in. Like Queen Kamala wants. It's your fault if you want to have guns. Well, but what about the people who send him back to school, though? What about the people who are like, oh, okay, I'll take dad's word for it. Sure seems like a nice, upstanding, trustworthy family. Or are they nuts? Headline in the UK Daily Mail right now. Appalachian High School shooting suspect Colt Gray's furious family issues chilling threat after the 14-year-old is charged as an adult. The family of Georgia school shooter Colt Gray threatened to go full throttle after the 14-year-old was charged as an adult for murdering 4 people on Wednesday. His relatives leapt to his defense on social media within hours of him opening fire. The teenager's aunt, Annie Polhemus Brown, took to Facebook during the aftermath, bringing up issues he, quote unquote, dealt with and saying she will take care of my nephew and what he needs on this side. Just check yourself, she wrote, before you speak about a child that never asked to deal with the bull blank he saw on a daily basis. Y'all ready to see Polhemus, that's the family name, blood in full throttle? Nah, I wouldn't either. The social media post sparked fury as tributes poured in for the 4 victims. Yeah, the innocent victims. But that didn't stop her. Please, someone, get me in touch with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, she writes. I've tried calling. I am not scared. I will not back down. I will not, she says, I will not do anything but humbly support the families involved in this incident that did not ask to be participants. With that said, she writes, I will not leave my nephew standing alone. When Uvalde happened, I told my own children that only hurt people hurt people. Y'all can go ahead and play the blame game all you want, but the families affected by my nephew's actions deserve all the attention now. You know, maybe not taking dad's word for it. Hey, no big deal. He says he didn't do it. Besides, I'll just lock the guns up. It'll be okay. I cannot wait to find out. It says in the FBI statement that after they sent the Jackson County sheriffs to talk to dad and they couldn't charge him because the kid said he didn't do it. It claims at the ends of the FBI statement, here's what they write. At that time, there was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action on the local, state, or federal level. Jackson County alerted local schools for continuing monitoring of the suspect. So it says local schools, plural. I don't know what that means. Monitoring of the suspect. Did they just let him go back? No probable cause for arrest. I'm gonna need some more details on that. I'm gonna need to try to understand that. You threaten to shoot up a school and you get to go back? And we're told the only solution is for all of us innocent people to turn in our guns and check ourselves, because clearly we love our guns more than our kids. That was the message from the left yesterday. Well, how about somebody check dad? How about somebody check everybody who let this kid return to school? No, let's not talk about him. It's about you. This is a cycle of abuse. This idea that if some kid you don't know is allowed to return to a school he said he was going to shoot up, that somehow you are responsible for owning guns. Texter writes, Tara, I have an 8-year-old who handles firearms supervised on a regular basis. He's been around them all his life. He was distressed that a kid would take a gun to school. Texter writes, I guess they found out he wasn't the coward of the... I don't know what that means. Texter writes, I'm on PhD weight loss. I'm dropping pounds faster than a Ukrainian investigation. Another texter writes, how in this day and age someone can get a long rifle in a school is beyond me. Every school should have metal detection. I can't get into Clemson football games without being wanded. We gave Ukraine $65 billion. That's enough to secure every school in America. Oh, what you know, you got, according to the FBI yesterday, sir, you must be a Russian disinformer. Anybody who questions money going to Ukraine is repeating Russian talking points. So, sir, I would recommend you turn yourself into the FBI right now. If you are upset because they printed over $100 billion and sent it to Ukraine, resulting in your much higher grocery bills, then you are a Russian disinformer. And those are Russian talking points. Well, you need to check yourself. We need to check on you. You know, I'm literally blown away by that press conference yesterday. By the very people, Lisa Monaco. You know who she is? If you see the name Lisa Monaco, she'll be the Department of Injustice, and she's saying the word Russia. It's fake. It's a lie. She was the inside force, the Russia collusion hoax. So they're sitting there, Monaco. And I went, oh gosh, Lisa Monaco. Yep, this is going to be fake. Head of the FBI, head of the DOJ. And they're telling us that our favorite conservative pundits, some of them are Russian disinformers. You mean the very agencies who told us Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation? Them? Are you kidding me? By the standard laid out yesterday in that press conference, they should be in handcuffs. Ron Rosenstein, Lisa Monaco. And then to repeat the lies of the Russia hoax era as if they were true. CNN repeated them, and so did they at the press conference. Lies like Russia meddled in our election. Russia hacked the DNC server. No, they didn't. Mm-mm. No, the FBI never took possession of the server. But CrowdStrike, which ran the server, remember, was brought in to testify before Congress. And under oath, the CEO admitted two things. Was there a hacking of the server? He said, well, actually, we don't know. Well, if you don't know if there's a hacking of the server, how do you know it was the Russians? Oh, we don't. So you made that up? Mm-hmm. This has been debunked, folks. Where did the Russia collusion narrative come from? I try to repeat this at least once a week, if you notice. Came from Hillary Clinton's campaign. How do we know that? Because when John Brennan was the head of the CIA in the summer of 2016, he went to the White House to personally inform Barack Obama and Joe Biden that Hillary Clinton was pissing off the Russians, that she had made up the Russia collusion hoax. It was a lie. The Russians had found out about it and they were mad. Why? There was no collusion. There was no meddling. There was no disinformation. John Brennan would then inform the FBI of that in the fall of 2016, September, before the election. And now they're coming out and lying about it again, even though we have John Brennan's handwritten notes. He recorded it in writing. No Russia collusion hoax. Hillary Clinton campaign made it up. I told Barack Obama. And now they're repeating, oh, there was election meddling. No, there wasn't. Well, there was a hacking of the DNC server. Nope, there wasn't. No, Hillary's campaign made it up. So they are recreating and reinflating the Russia collusion hoax lie that they know darn well is a lie. So yesterday's press conference was Russian disinformation by our intel agencies as they repeated these hoaxes again, referenced these fake debunked hoaxes in the charging documents. It's unbelievable. I mean, I don't think anybody believed this stuff anymore. You can't make this up. Yeah, I did a Battleground America podcast earlier this week. 40 Shades of Kamala Harris. Because there's so many Kamala Harrises. This is one of my favorite, though. Kamala Harris this week, when she really needs that Gen Z vote, and her problem is Gen Z, well, 18 to 29-year-olds almost always voted majority Democrat, and the women still are, but the guys, not so much in polls. Majority, for the first time since the 1970s, it looks like will vote Republican. So Her Highness wants you to know, we call it that because she's ascended to her national position without a single vote, and much the way royalty does. She treats the serfs much the same way royalty does, too. Doesn't take their questions, no press conferences, stuff like that. Anyway, Kamala Harris has noticed young men are kind of afraid of voting for her. Majority of them in polls say they're going to vote for Trump or they'll vote Republican. Anyway, we'll see if that holds on Election Day. Anyway, she wants them to know that she doesn't think they're toxic males anymore. In fact, she's discovered she doesn't hate the patriarchy at all. She loves young people.
Traveled our country meeting with our young leaders. By the way, I love Gen Z. I just love Gen Z.
But it hasn't always been that way with Her Highness.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
You know what? You can tell the race or the predominant race of the crowd she's speaking to by what accent she has. Do you hear her there? Yeah, she sounds like she was raised in Canada and California, which she was. But if she feels that the crowd is predominantly black, as she did over the weekend, she sounds like this.
Let's just get through the next 64 days. How about that?
Yeah.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
But a few hours later in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where she's struggling to win the white working class vote, she sounded like this.
Thank you.
Anyway, now she loves Gen Z. And you can tell here she's talking to white Gen Z voters.
Traveled our country meeting with our young leaders. By the way, I love Gen Z. I just love Gen Z.
No, she doesn't. You know what's so funny? All of the effort over the years the Democrats have put into courting that youth vote. And Harris finally explains why. They're the only people in America stupid enough to vote for the Democrats.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Like voting Democrat. That's why she's courting him. That's why she's... Okay, overnight, more Kamala Harris audio coming out. Reminded of this by this text. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Love your show. Thanks. So if Harris gets elected, you, Elon, and Tucker get extradited to England? Eventually, yeah. They'll go first. Yeah. So apparently, take a listen to this overnight, by the way. Another Kamala quote. Apparently, the way it's supposed to work is Her Highness does not address the serfs or take questions from the serfs. However, the serfs and Trump are not allowed to speak, is the way it's going to go, apparently. Here's another clip of her talking about the need to censor Trump.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
Yeah, because bad disinformation is bad. He should lose his account. Okay, well then, when does the FBI lose their Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook accounts for lying about Hunter Biden's laptop? When does that happen? When does Joe Biden lose his accounts for lying about Hunter's laptop? Remember Russian disinformation? Russian disinforming is supposed to be the most dangerous thing ever to the democracy, right? When's that happen? Wait, I get it. It never happens. Yes, law professor Jonathan Turley had this warning. If Brazil succeeds in shutting down X, well, I'll let him tell you.
Brazil can succeed in banning Twitter from the entire country, it will be replicated. This is the ultimate destination for this movement, where if they can't convince people to give up their own freedoms, to embrace censorship, they're going to start to take sites offline to prevent people from hearing opposing views.
And keep an eye on...
Yeah, and so... That is what the FBI and the Department of Injustice were preparing us for yesterday. Not us, but their sheeple, the 50% that vote for them. The stupid people, as Kamala Harris called them. It's really dumb. Preparing them for the idea, well, yeah, it looks like we're censoring, but we're actually going after Russian disinformers. Like Tim Pool. That's what that was for. They are going somewhere with this. It's going to lead to censorship. Hold on, stop the show. I've been waiting for something like this for so long. Headline, Lindsey Graham puts Amazon on notice over Alexa's potential election interference. Oh, he's mad. He wrote a strongly worded letter. Everybody stand back. Lindsey Graham issued a stern warning, South Carolina Senator, to Amazon after its virtual assistant, Alexa, was found to be politically biased in favor of Vice President Kamala Harris over former President Trump. He told Amazon President and CEO Andrew Jassy in a letter he will be putting him on notice. I will not allow this to go unaddressed. Really? Dude. This is what you're mad about? Millions of our posts, sir, were censored and taken down. Tens of thousands of our accounts, including the accounts of Republican candidates. And you said nothing. You said nothing. The FBI censored us. They censored Mark Zuckerberg. He pled for help. You said nothing. He has never said a thing that I can find about censorship of our side ever. Not even once. As I asked, begged, pled, cried for something. God help us. As we swirl the toilet, losing our free speech day in and day out. He did once go to war with Elon Musk, said Elon Musk didn't have the proper view on Ukraine. Ukraine is awesome and amazing, and anything else is Russian propaganda. Okay, cool. But here's the thing. X is about to get banned in Brazil. You just heard it there from Turley. Did Lindsey Graham have anything to say about that? No. How about when the UK asserted that they have the right to extradite Elon Musk for trial and those like him? Americans exercising their free speech right. Did he say anything then? No. But he's mad about Alexa. I don't know how to feel about this, guys. I really don't. Maybe this is him dipping his toe in. We've had so many of these. Like when Facebook censored the Trump assassination photo, said it wasn't real, and if you posted it, they would limit the reach of your account. And Lindsey Graham said, say it with me, nothing. But, you know, I don't know if I want to whack the dog. I liken this whole thing to puppy training. You know, like you reward the dog when it does something good. Oh, you went potty outside. Yay. And then you kind of tap it with the newspaper when it does something bad. Oh, you went potty inside. I feel like you should kind of housebreak your politicians. And I don't want to be too tough on him because this is the first time he's given a rip that social media has put their finger on the scale, that Amazon, that one of these big tech companies has put their finger on the scale of the Democrat Party. I mean, this has never happened before. So I don't want to hit him too hard. I kind of want to welcome him to the fight, to caring, if our side is just blanked out of existence. Could you do this again, sir? See, there's this thing called X and this guy called Elon Musk. Yeah, and Europeans seem to think they can extradite him for trial. France is trying, so is the UK. If you could say something, it would go a long way. It would signal that Republicans give a damn about the First Amendment and maybe intend to do something before it's gone. I don't know. Maybe I'm asking too much here of Lindsey Graham. But this is something. I mean, it's a start. A basic acknowledgement of reality with this Alexa thing. So I don't know what to do here.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.